in a witness.
Amen.
Amen. Numbers chapter 25. I'm going to read just for our hearing. I am reading from the King James Version. Numbers chapter 25. Amen. We're going to read verses 6 down to verse 11. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers chapter 25, verses 6 down to verse 11. Amen. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen.
And the scripture says, "And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping," check this out now, "who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand.
My Lord.
And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through." But now this seems going through the rough. "The man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, have turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy." My Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Somebody say, shout across the bow, neighbor. This will not continue. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to be nice today and teach a little bit. Is that all right? Amen. Unless y'all don't make me happy. So we understand from a historical experience, even as we look at the experience of Israel as a nation, how God had to address them in dealing with their disobedience and to correct the error of their way. And we must understand that there are many times when God brings deliverance that sometimes the people have a tendency to slip back into the old fallacy of doing things their own way. But now we are in, even today in our present time, we are in an hour where now we have no other choice, no other alternative but to look to God.
That's right.
And God has a way in through dealing with circumstances to cause us to reevaluate ourselves and to understand where trouble is coming from, and also to understand where our help lies. And we must all come to understand that the Bible declares in Psalm 34 and 19, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all."
Thank you, Jesus.
We all desire to have an abundant life and to have a productive life. But in this story, amen, we see where God had brought his people to a place where they had honored God, but in the same token, there were some who still tried to distort, amen, the holiness of God,
my Lord,
by doing things their own way,
Jesus,
and getting caught up with idolatry getting caught up in things that were not godly. And God had mandated that the nation were not to engage in idolatrous ways.
Right.
You remember he had just delivered them out of Egypt, out of idolatry.
Right.
Now he brings them to a place where he's preparing them, amen, to go over into their land of promise.
Uh-huh.
But in the same situation here, we see how the people were tested.
Yes.
well.
And how they begin to engage, amen, with the women of Midian. The Midianitish women, they were not, or the women of Moab, amen, which were a nation that was idolatrous. And they had false idols and false gods,
Jesus,
that they were representing and they were worshiping. And Israel was told by the Lord not to engage in such practice.
Well,
and therefore, when the king of Moab saw the Israelites, I'm just talking about a little historical record, that when the king of the Moabites saw that the Israelites were spreading, and they were increasing in great strength, and moving into the regions of their territory. Amen. He called a false prophet called Balaam.
Jesus.
Amen. In order to curse Israel.
Yes.
So that Israel would not have the influence over his nation.
Yes.
But see, you must understand, when the enemy has sent out an assault, amen, in order to try to stop the people of God, you must understand, amen, the enemy cannot curse
right
what God has already blessed. Yes,
right.
And we as a people of God, amen, we have been blessed by God. Amen. He has blessed us with increase within
yes
territory.
Yes.
But the enemy sees us coming.
Uh-huh.
And he started his method of trying to stop our influence.
Yes. Yes.
And trying to bring a false word to speak over the people of God.
Yes.
To say that the people of God will not continue. But somebody say, this will not continue.
This will not continue.
The enemy will not continue to be able, amen, to launch his assault
right
upon the people of God.
All right.
Amen. Because God has already declared and decreed, amen, that his people are blessed.
Yes.
And because we are blessed, amen, we are protected.
Yes.
We are covered under his blood.
Yes. Yes.
Now,
yes,
it does not mean we don't have wisdom. It don't mean, amen, that God don't give us counsel.
All right.
But it's the fact that we must understand that what you see now, amen, is not a natural thing.
Right.
What we're experiencing, amen,
right,
is a demonic influence,
right, right,
that's trying to close the church.
Woo! Right. Come on, bitch. Come on.
Amen. Yes. So let me, y'all say, be nice, Pete Bishop. Be nice.
Preach, Bishop. Preach.
So, amen, the king's efforts, amen, even in Israel's time, amen, the king was trying to stop Israel, amen, through a curse. But because of the fact God was with them,
yeah,
he brought them to a place of yet being blessed, even in the midst of adversity.
Uh-huh.
So I want you to understand something real quick. Now look back with me in verse 1 through verse 5. Amen. I'm going to tell the, just slow down just for a few minutes.
And, just a few minutes.
Haste
just
on
a
to
minutes
a close. Now the Bible says, look at verse 1 of chapter 25. And Israel abode in Shilom. And the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab.
There's a problem right there.
And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their God.
Problem.
And Israel joined himself with Baal-Peor. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the head. Now look at what God said.
The Lord said
unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye
everyone
his men that were joined unto Baal-Peor.
My God. He ain't playing.
Now see, this is why we need to thank God for grace.
Yes! Woo!
My God. Because that would seem very harsh now in our terminology.
Yes, Lord.
But we need to thank God for grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Because see, back then, when God does something, he says something, not to do something, and we did it anyhow, you judge.
Judge, quickly.
But thank God for Jesus.
Thank God.
Thank God for the blood.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Amen. So they begin to interact. Amen. With false idols and false gods.
My Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Baal, the god of Baal, was a god of fertility. And which means that they begin to address and adorn themselves in activities of sexual immoralities. They begin to do things that God had mandated against them. That if you were to do these things, amen, the Lord would be against you.
My Lord.
And so we must understand, amen, as a point of reference, that when we understand that God is requiring his children to maintain our sensitivity and integrity, and to understand that what we need from God now, amen, is not a distorted view of human immorality and disobedience, but God needs a people now that's going to stay on the altar and say, Lord, please help us. Please deliver us. Help us to maintain our integrity.
Yes.
Because it's very easy now for us to get influenced and say, now we don't need God anymore. See, the enemy has a little sneak attack here because he wants us to feel as if now we don't need God, we need the government. But the government needs God.
Yes!
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, I'm not going to get in trouble here. So we must understand, amen, that we must not be a product of intermingling, amen, with paganistic ideology. Amen. Begin to practice things that God did not want us to engage. Because when we do these things, amen, we insult God.
Right.
And because of Israel's disobedience, they insulted God.
My God.
And they caused God to move his anger against her.
My Lord.
And these are God's people now, his chosen nation.
Right.
But because of the fact of what they had done, they caused a curse, Lord have mercy, to be released on the nation.
Yes.
And I submit to you, amen, this is why we, as the believers, we're at this season now where we got to reevaluate the fact that God, am I in you or you in me? Amen, because I got to make sure that, amen, that this curse, amen, that's on the earth right now, amen, is not going to take me out.
Yes!
Thank you, Jesus. So I got to know, am I on the Lord's side or not? Because these are the days of testing.
Yes.
These are the days of trial.
Yes.
To find out who's who and what's what.
That's right.
Either we in or we out. Are we on the Lord's side or are we not on the Lord's side? So we must know that this will not continue. In other words, what's not going to continue? We're not going to continue to allow the enemy to use us as vessels of dishonor. Because Israel's example here shows us that in dishonoring God, they created chaos in the midst of the nation. And they caused things to happen that was not intended. But because of their intentional disobedience, it created God having to bring judgment. And we must all understand and know that when God executes judgment, we don't always know, amen, what the turnout might be.
That's right.
Amen. But we're getting a historical record to understand how many had to suffer in relationship to the disobedience, amen, of a few.
Uh-huh.
It don't take a whole lot, amen, to cause chaos.
That's right.
Amen. You know the old saying, one bad apple will spoil a whole barrel. And so we must understand each and every one of us must measure the level of our integrity with God. To find out, amen, where do we stand? Where do we believe? Amen. Whose side are you leaning on?
I'm leaning on
the Lord's side. Amen. Where are you standing in this situation of life?
Yes.
Amen. Who, amen, are you going to lift up your hands and say, Lord, just want to thank you. What God are you going to serve?
Right.
Are you going to serve the God of the Amorites? Are you going to serve the God of the Moabites? What God are you going to serve? I don't know about you, but I'm going to serve the God of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. That God that can change situations. That God, amen, that can turn out situations. That God, amen, that can bring deliverance in my life.
Yes.
That God that I know that saved me. Come on,
yes,
somebody.
Yes, yes.
That called me out of darkness into the marvelous light.
Yes.
Because we can easily make a choice and say, I'm going back to the gods, amen, of the Egyptians.
Right.
I'm going back to the idolatrous mannerism and ways, amen, that I'm used to and accustomed to. Amen. I'm not accustomed to walking in obedience with God.
Right.
So therefore, it's easy for me to turn my back.
Yes.
But you got to understand, this is the day and the hour. Amen. That you're going to be tested beyond your capability.
Yes.
Are you willing to stand with God? Are you willing to stand up and say, this will not continue? That God, you give me time and opportunity to search my heart and get myself together. Amen. To make a turnaround in my life. I've been playing too long. Playtime is over. Come on, somebody. Amen. The playground, the merry-go-round is over. And God said, Israel, you're not going to insult me no further.
That's right.
Hallelujah. This will not
continue.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Woo, Jesus. Somebody said, Lord, help us.
Help us, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Because in Israel joining herself with Baal-Peor, amen, the anger of the Lord was aroused.
Yes.
When it says the anger of the Lord was kindled, that means it was stirred up.
Yes.
Amen. God got stirred up.
Yes.
Because his people had insulted him.
Yes.
He'd done all these miraculous wonders to bring them into a place of deliverance. And they would take what God done for them and throw it back in his face.
God.
Come on, somebody. You know how you would do somebody, you help somebody, amen, they turn around and threw it back in your face and say, you should have helped me anyway. No appreciation, no thank you, amen, I'm glad you came by to help me, I'm glad you came, you know, you just threw it back in their face as if you want nothing.
And
this is how Israel insulted God and it aroused. See, now you can see God even has emotion.
That's right.
And it aroused him, it kindled his anger, amen, towards his own people. In such a way, amen, God said, listen, this is not going to continue. You're not going to continue to engage in your sex acts and sex activities.
All right, all right, all right.
And you tell that you are my children.
Talk to the church.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Talk to the church.
The Lord to not be poor, amen, and do immoral rites and rituals, amen. Come on, they were doing all kind of crazy stuff.
All kind of crazy
amen.
Stuff.
And they were doing stuff that, my God, that would amaze anybody.
Right.
Practicing all these idolatrous activities, amen, making sacrifices. And God said, wait a minute, hold on, I'm a jealous God.
Yes.
I will not give my glory to another. I'm not going to allow my children to parade in my face.
Come on.
Amen. Slap me. Amen. As if I'd done nothing good for
him.
Wait a minute. Where were you, amen, when I opened the sea, amen, and let you come forth on dry ground? Don't you understand? I command the angels from heaven. Amen. I sent you manna from heaven. I call the birds, amen, to give you meat when you didn't have no meat. I opened a rock and gave you water when you was in the desert. And how dare you come to a place at this point in time in your life where you should be obeying me and honoring me, amen, and giving me the glory that's due to my name. And you're going to turn around and take a false God and say, that's my God. Jesus, come on, let's go back a minute. You remember when God brought Israel out? Amen, hallelujah. And Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, amen, to get the law of God, and he couldn't leave him but so long.
That's right.
Amen, as soon as he left, they got discouraged and let folks start talking into their ear and telling them Moses dead. Surely he dead. Amen, let's make us a sacrifice. Let's make us a God out of gold. And they begin to all get crazy with it. They forgot that God just delivered them out of Egypt and brought them out of their bondage. And here they go. God just turned his hand just for a moment. See, you got to understand, God will bring us to a place and then God will leave us for a moment.
Yes!
Just just to see what our reaction would be. Come on, somebody. Just to see when we really, really wait patiently upon the Lord. Most of y'all stay here now because you can't go into the glory. But I'm going to get the word of God. And when I get back, I'm going to bring you God's law. And the people got so dismantled within themselves, they started picking up the stuff they had in Egypt. Come on, they started worshiping the false idol God. Amen. Made out of a calf. Can you imagine? You've seen God now literally open up the sea. My God. You saw it. See, we're in this day now where you got to walk by faith.
That's right.
But they, in their time, they saw the visible, tangible manifestation of God's divine glory. I'm talking about they saw God open up the sea. Woo, Jesus. Come on here. Let's back up a little farther. They saw God, amen, go into Egypt with 10 plagues that didn't touch him.
Come on.
Teach, Bishop.
Well, let's go a little further. Let's go up a little bit. God, they saw God keep them in their clothes.
Yes.
Feed them. Cover them. Come on, Moses, I don't know where to go, Lord. How am I going to go? God said, not a problem. I'm going to lead you by a cloud by day. And I'm going to see this fire by night.
God, God, God.
Lord,
God. Come on. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now they get down here to this place. And somebody said, don't repeat the cycle.
Don't repeat the cycle.
I'm going to tell y'all to say that. Don't repeat the cycle.
Don't repeat.
Because God will bring you to a place and to a point, and then he will step back and see if you will apply what he taught you. And so what we must do now, even in this season, we're going to have to apply what God has taught us.
Yes.
That we will not turn away from him when we see a plague before us. But now is the time that we go towards him and say, God, cover us under your blood.
Keep us
under your care. Shield us, Lord, and protect us. Amen. Please don't go back.
Don't go back.
This ain't the time to try to go to the
blood. No. He shut them down.
They closed.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. Shut them down.
God giving you time to reevaluate.
Get yourself together.
To understand where your help comes from.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Because we don't want to get caught up and be engaging in activity that's going to cause God to move his hand from us. We need God's hand to be upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, Lord, sometimes I need you to encourage me. I'm encouraging you. Don't go back. Don't repeat the cycle. Amen. Don't go back to old fallacies and false ideologies. Don't do the old things, amen, that you seem to be practical to you. Don't do the things that you know, amen, that's not observing who you serve.
Right.
Because if so, we can expose ourselves to the enemy and allow him to have legal right to touch us. But we don't need the enemy touching nothing that pertains to God. We need the blood of Jesus, amen, to keep us. Come on, somebody. Lord have mercy. Oh yes. Alright, let me move on. Notice that Israel, now even before this point and time in their history, they faced another situation where God had to discipline Korah, who had rebelled. Amen. Led a rebellion against Moses. Amen. Now, I'm just saying, I'm just showing you that God has shown men situations and opportunities to get it right. And because of the rebellion of Korah, amen, the Bible, this is in Numbers chapter 16. The Bible says, amen, 14,000 died.
My God.
because of their rebellion.
My God.
Now, how is it that we get down here,
Jesus,
and we're about to repeat the same cycle?
Woo! Help us.
Did not we learn from previous experiences?
Jesus.
So you know how we do. Amen. Everybody is excited right now.
That's right.
But as soon as God removed the plague,
come on, Bishop.
We're going to go right back.
Come on, Bishop.
To the old ways and old habits. But right now, you have to understand God has given us a chance.
Yes.
Amen. To get it right with Him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, what had to happen in order for this plague to be stopped?
Uh-huh.
To know that this will not continue, somebody, amen, has to rise up.
Thank you, Jesus.
In other words, I believe we're in a season now where the church has to rise up.
Yes!
To say, this will not continue.
This will not continue.
Come on, somebody. I know we're waiting on the media. I know we're waiting on the government. But when is the church going to rise up and say, wait a minute,
this
will not continue. Hallelujah. We're going to stand up. We're going to go to the mountain of our God. And we're going to call on the name of the Lord. Because the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7, amen, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Did God say then? Hallelujah. That's the name. Are you praying? Are you praying? Because you know we're praying 45 days. We started before this all broke out. Amen. God set us up already. Amen. To pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, are you praying? Are you praying? Because if my people, somebody say, that's the antidote. And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God said,
then
I forgive their sin.
Yes.
And I will heal their lands. That's the antidote. Come on, we can talk about all this. I know I'm going to be criticized for having a service today. But that's all right. God is the antidote. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we must understand. Y'all got me real happy right there. So we must understand this will not continue. Why it's not going to continue? Because the righteous are going to realize, wait a minute, perhaps we offended God. What did we do?
What did we do?
To offend God.
Yes. My God.
Glory.
Help us, God.
Are we the reason God had to speak? Thank you, Jesus. So we got to come back. And do what? First of all, we're going to turn over our false gods.
That's right.
We're going to pull them down.
Pull them down.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're not going to go back to the old fallacy of falsehood.
Jesus.
But we're going to go to the living God.
Yes.
And say, Lord, first of all, am I your child?
Wow.
Are we your people?
Yes.
Because you said in your word, if your people that are called by your name. And God, now we're coming to humble ourselves.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to repent of our sins.
Yes.
We're going to turn from our wicked ways. Remember, that scripture was for the people of God.
That's right.
Not for the sinner.
Not for the sinner. That's right.
Hallelujah. So, are we in violation of God's will? Did we repent? Amen. Did we go before God and ask for His mercy? Amen. So what we got to do, because we don't want this to continue.
That's right.
We want this thing to stop. Amen.
Right.
So what we, the church, must do, we're going before the altar of God and say, Lord, help us to get it right with you. Because we don't want nothing. Amen. To stop us from serving you.
Right.
So we must destroy the root. Amen. The Bible says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. So God gave Moses instructions on what to do.
Yes.
Amen. Get rid of everything that's not like me. So what we got to do, amen, go through our houses.
Yes.
Amen. Say, well, Lord, what's not like you?
That's right.
Amen. And we pull down every altar
on, yes,
that's not like you.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Every zodiac sign that's not like
come
you.
On,
everything, God. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Every hex.
Yes.
Amen. Every incantation.
Yes.
Everything, God, that I got in my house,
yes,
that's not like,
not like you.
Come on, somebody. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I'm just getting a little hot right now. But Lord, help me to turn out everything. Thank you. I'm not a Pisces. I'm not a Cancer. But I'm a child of God. So let me cast down those altars. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, child, what's your sign? My sign is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because this will not continue. Thank you, Jesus. I will not insult my God. Come on, somebody. I hold up signs that's not of God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Y'all might not catch this right now, but if you keep holding on, you're going to catch it later.
Yes.
It's going to hit you and say, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of it. Go on Saint Facebook, the saints. Amen. I'm holding up signs and incantations that are not of God. This will not continue. Hallelujah. We got to get back to the Bible. Get back to the living God. Because we got to stop this plague. Come on, somebody. But we're holding up signs that's not of God. Thank you, Jesus. We're chanting chants that's not of God. Then we're letting the enemy come in and invade the territory of God. But if the saints of God, hallelujah, that are called by his name, if we will humble ourselves and pray and say, God, we are sorry, we are guilty. Forgive us, have mercy on us. Wash us, God. Because we are the antidote.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Because when we start bombarding heaven, calling on the name of the Lord, something begin to change.
Yes.
Amen. Things begin to shift. Even as we pray for the president, as we pray for the government, because they need God. We gonna stop this, we got to stop ourselves. Amen. Let me hasten on to a close. We're not staying long. Amen. But let me hasten on to a close. Now notice, amen, God sets the stage and says, listen, you got to get rid of some stuff, Moses. And you got to use it as a sign and an example to let the people know God does not tolerate sin.
No.
Thank you, Jesus. And notice verse 6, it says, and behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses. Woo, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. And in the sight of all the congregations of the children of Israel. Now here is the insult. Is that the children of God are coming to the temple and to the tabernacle of God in the presence of the Lord seeking God. Then somebody, amen, come parading.
Right.
Parading through the camp. Amen. Insulting God. Amen. Not honoring the glory of God. Hallelujah. You know how when you were praying and somebody else is playing.
Right, right.
You're trying to be real and somebody else don't even care.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. But honey, don't you stop me.
Don't stop.
Because I'm going to stay, amen, at the altar of God.
Yes, right. Yes,
thank
yes.
you, Jesus. And so they begin to parade and bring in through the camp and acting as if they got it going on.
Right. Right.
Notice, amen, this was a disrespect.
Yeah.
And a dishonor before God. Mm-hmm. One, they would not respect the authority of the house.
Wow.
Amen. They paraded through as if they owned the place. Amen. You must understand when you act as if you have no God.
Wow.
And that you don't even respect the God that you serve. You bring yourself under judgment. And God will begin to bring discipline to his children. See, in the New Testament church, amen, what God does, the Bible says, amen, we are not exempt from judgment.
That's right.
But he tells us he chasteneth those
whom he loves.
Amen. As a father chastens his son.
Yes.
So our Heavenly Father loves us so much that he will correct the error of our way.
Yes, yes.
And he will help us to understand that you cannot allow this to continue.
All right.
You're asking me to bless you on one hand, but then you want to disrespect me on the other.
God
said, wait a minute, I'm a jealous God.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. I won't give my glory to another. You know, men are crying, God, help us to get through this pandemic.
Right.
But you must understand there's only a few righteous that's really praying for us to be delivered.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. People just want it to stop. But the children of God, we need to be praying for salvation.
Yes.
We need to be praying for the saving of souls.
Yes.
Amen. As well as the saving of lives.
Yes.
But we want God to stop this curse.
Yes.
Amen. Because I believe it's a curse.
Yes.
Amen. Because God has something to say to the nation.
Yes. Yes.
And we got to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
And say, Lord, our ears are open.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Please, God, speak to us.
Sure.
And when God said, I need my nation to repent, then what we got to do, come on, somebody, we got to stop for a moment.
Well,
that's why God just shifted stuff. Because I need my people to stop for a moment.
Yes, yes,
because
yes.
I need you to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. In other words, that when you call on my name and you are sincere about what you're doing, I'll come and see about you. I just believe, amen, that we must recognize that the enemy is trying to parade through the camp and trying to influence, amen, the government. Amen. And trying to influence the people to turn away from God. But you must understand this is not the season for the church to stop saying something.
All right, all right.
We must remain prophetic.
Yes, yes.
We must remain, amen, in the forefront.
That's right.
We must remain in prayer, calling on the name of the Lord. Because when we cry to the Father, God will hear our cry. The earth is under great attack, but we must not go rogue and go silent. Thank you, Jesus, because the enemy knows if he can stop our voice, if he can stop us from crying and calling on the name of the Lord, that he can keep this stuff continuing. But when the righteous cry, God comes down and see about us. He comes down and God be attentive to what is going on. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So when this Israelite was going through the camp, amen, insulting God. Thank you, Jesus. And see, here is a key point here. That when you see sin trying to rage through the camp, whether it's through your house or through your family, somebody got to have some zeal. Thank you, Jesus. Ask your neighbor, do you have any zeal? The Bible says, Phinehas, amen. When he saw what was going on, he began to make an analogy and a comparison. He began to see the plague that was happening and the losses that was happening with the people. But the Bible declares he saw and he got zeal. He became zealous for his God. In other words, he was willing to do something about it. Touch me, or don't touch him, just say hallelujah. Are you willing to do something about it? Do you have any zeal? Hallelujah. That you see the enemy parading through the camp. He acted like he's in charge. But Phinehas said, wait a minute. This will not continue. I got to rise up in the boldness of God and announce to the enemy, not on my watch. You come parading up in here, and we trying to get. was so great that he took a spear and thrust it into the belly of them both. And the Bible says, the plague was stayed. Oh, Lord, help us. I see you with me. The plague was stayed. Somebody said, if you pray right, if you call on the Lord, if you let the enemy know, you're not going to parade in my house. You're not going to put on a show. Not on my watch. Because the God I serve, I don't know about you. I'm concerned about every one of us. And I determined I'm going to take the rod of God in my hand. What do you have in your hand? Do you have a word for your enemy? Do you have a word for your adversity? Do you have a word for the thing that's going on? When you see the enemy parading, pull out your sword and cut the enemy off. Say, determined, I'm going all the way. This will not continue. I'm tired of going through all your foolishness. Not on my watch. I'm gonna stand and tell you what the Lord says. If it hurts your feelings, that's all right. But if it saves your soul, it'll be better. Somebody say, not on my watch. Sometimes you don't even realize how engaging we can be to things that are not of God.
Yes.
He don't intend for us not to live.
That's right.
Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He intends for us to live the best of life. And I submit to you, we can do that. With God's favor, with God's blessing upon us. But will you and I today make a declaration?
Yes.
But as for me in my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve the Lord.
I can't serve him for you.
Right.
You can't serve him for
no.
me. But one thing you must understand, that the day gonna come.
Yeah.
We all gonna give an account.
Oh yes.
Thank you, Jesus. But while we have the chance to reevaluate, to let God speak to our hearts, our lives, as a nation, as a world, let us not fall into fallacy and falseness and falsehood to think that we're going to do this without God. We need him. And if we are his people, and we are called by his name, he wants to hear from you, to know that you're on the Lord's side. And as we call upon him with zeal and boldness, he will cause the plague to stay. In other words, when I say stay, it means to cease. And immediately, when Phinehas done what he did before God, it pleased God so that the plague immediately stopped. Oh, what would it be if we as a nation of people would say, God,
mercy, God,
forgive us. Have mercy upon us. That we left you our first love. And God, we need to come back to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we've been founded upon the basis of his word. We've been established in accordance with his will. At his purpose. And we must know that history lets us see that every time disobedience raged, it caused a plague to come forth. And God is saying to us, I'm here for you. I'm waiting on my people to call upon my name. And as we do this, God will respond, and he will do what man cannot do. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he'll give man the wisdom. He'll give man the innovation and the discovery. But it won't be by man. It'll be God using man to help man. Thank you, Jesus. Mankind. And we must recognize this today, saints. Where do you stand? Whose side are you leaning on? Do you want God to help you through? If we do, and we're willing, and we're obedient, God said, I'll do a new thing. I'll do something so miraculous that the world can do nothing but say, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Because I believe
this will not continue.
And we will not be silent, but we're going to call on the living Lord, who is able. Come on, somebody, you believe he's able? Exceeding abundant above all we are able to ask or think, because his power is working for us. Can we just stand a moment? I want to pray with you. God will do what we can't do. He's more than able to deliver us. We just have to open our hearts and say, yes, Lord, come to my rescue. pray this prayer, I want to ask in this room. Amen. Because we want to make sure, if you know you don't have that true relationship with the Lord, we believe and trust and hope that you do. But we're not going to assume. But we're going to just make this available. That you don't know the Lord as in the pardoning of your sin. You have not truly repented and asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart as your personal Savior. We want to invite you to come and evaluate it and say, yes, Lord, I need you. I need to make this step of faith. I need you to help me.